welcome to Living Your Soul's Journey with Dr. Vicki. I am so grateful to be here with you tonight. We discuss issues to help you walk your soul's pilgrimage in your own authentic way. Sharing the path with your angels and spiritual guides gives you the comfort and security of always knowing you are not alone. You are invited to visit my website at livingyoursoulsjourney.com and fill out the Freedom to Be Me journal, a place of self-discovery. The show airs every Sunday night on BBS Radio at 4 Pacific, 7 Eastern. Call in or just listen during our inspirational discussions from guests around the world and from Dr. Vicki, a counselor of law and spirituality. And now, Living Your Soul's Journey. Welcome this evening. I am Dr. Vicki, and this is Living Your Soul's Journey. I am so pleased to have a very special guest and special friend with us tonight. His name is Richard Andrew King. And if you've been a listener of the Living Your Soul's Journey, you have listened to Mr. King in probably four or five or even six other times over the last couple of years, as he's one of my favorite guests. He helps people like you and me discover themselves through the science, the magic, I call it, of numerology. And Mr. King, Richard Andrew King, is an entrepreneur. He's author of 16 books, 10 of those on numerology. He's a master numerologist, founder and the grand master of the Karate Institute of America. And he sings and writes and also an internet and radio host as well. Tonight, we are excited to talk about how two people that are very public figures in America are living their soul's journey through numerology. And what we're going to do tonight with 100% assistance of Richard Andrew King is discuss the numerology of the 2016 presidential campaign. Welcome, Richard Andrew King.
Well, thank you, Dr. Vicki. It's always wonderful to be on your show again. Thanks for having me.
Well, thank you. So talk to us. Let's just, you know, let's start out. We have a lot to talk about tonight. The big picture of this election, of this presidential election. Talk to us about how the numbers are playing in and just chat with us about that.
Certainly. Well, first of all, what I'd like everybody to know, this is going to be a little eclectic, this first part, because we have to understand where we are in cosmic time. First of all, we live in a bipolar universe, right? Everybody understands that. There's a positive and negative aspect to everything. Hot, cold, up, down, in, out, back, forth, and so forth. Bipolarism is ruled by the number two. But as of the first second of January in 2000, we entered the second millennium, also ruled by, obviously, the number two. The number two is bipolar, and it rules the female. It rules water. It rules others. It rules dependence. It rules emotion, indirect action, division, and even polarization. The last 1,000 years that we exited, and those of us who were born in the 1900s understand this, that was a universal energy representing the male. So now we're in the female. So now we have this direct opposite. That was 1,000 years ruled by fire and self and independence of reason and direct action and unification. But now we have this massive shift going on, which is why there's so much confusion in the world. And we are now in this bipolar stacked energy field of the universe we live in, which is bipolar, and this 1,000 years of energy, which is also run by bipolar energy. And we still have 984 more years to go. So we're just getting started. We who are living now won't see the end of it, obviously, unless we're reincarnated about that time. So basically what's happened is that we are in this huge millennia shift, I call this. The Age of the Female, 1,000 Years of Yin, is one of my books, and I discuss all of this thoroughly in that particular book. I'm not going to spend a lot of time with it tonight. But just to let people know, this is where we are. This is why this world is now so divided, so at each other's throats because of the oppositional energy fields of the two, that the two creates. We have, for example, and you've heard other congressmen people say, they've never seen Congress as divided as this. We know also that the political parties have never been more divided. We see that cultures around the world are totally divided. This is a universal energy. Along with that, we are in the 16th year of this two millennium. 16 is important because in the King's numerology, I refer to this as the great purifier. 16 is the number that brings our negative karmas home to roost. It's a purification energy, and we have to deal with that. And it's playing a massive role in this election, and we'll talk about that, particularly in the heart, in the chart of Hillary Clinton. And she has a lot of that energy going on, and it can be very troubling when it's in our charts, especially if there is a lot of it in our charts. And by the way, when I refer to the word stacking, that means there is a large amount, simultaneous amount of that energy in various parts of the chart. It's so just keep that in mind. So that's basically where we are in cosmic time. It's understandable that we are in a polarized election because of the energy field. So anyway, that's where we are. Okay. And we can take a look at the two candidates, Hillary Clinton and Donald Trump. And by the way, I should have mentioned this earlier. Yes. If any people are interested, I'm currently writing a series on the presidential election. It's on my website, and my website is richardking.net. It's in the numerology section, and then in the articles section of the numerology page. I currently have 6 articles. After the debate tomorrow night, I will be posting, probably within a week, the 7th article in the series. So if anybody wants to know more in depth about what we're talking about tonight, that's what they should do. They can go to richardking.net, numerology and articles, and you'll find them all there. Now let's talk about these two candidates, because they are really oppositional in their viewpoints. And I think a lot of people understand that this 2016 election is a critical election for the United States. Almost a tipping point, because we're seeing a clash between an independent ideology of America being its own nation and a socialist globalization policy on the other side of the coin, which is, of course, is represented by Hillary Clinton. So let's look at the basic matrices, if I could speak properly, between Hillary Clinton and Donald Trump. This will give us an idea of who these people are. Okay. First of all, for those of you who follow the King's numerology, the basic matrix is a personal profile. It gives us a screen capture of what a person's life is. Hillary's life path is a 3. Her expression from her name is a 6. The reality of her life is a 99.9. We'll talk about that more in a second. Her soul is a 66.3. Her material soul is a 33.6. Her nature's a 3, and her material nature's a 33.6. Now, if you notice, all of those numbers are based in the number 3. In numerology, 3 is the energy of communication, of media, of health, of well-being, of children, of words, but it is also the energy of entitlement. How often has it been said that Hillary Clinton feels entitled to be president of the United States? She believes that Oval Office is hers by right. Anybody, by the way, with this kind of energy field that she has would feel the same way, because energies are energies. You cannot not be your numbers, and she is certainly her numbers. Now, when we look at Donald Trump's basic matrix, he has a 4 life path. That's the life path of the builder. He has a 5 expression. This is the energy of freedom, of detachment, of Mercury and being mercurial, not being able to be pinned down. This is why people can't pin Donald Trump down, because of his 5 energy. He also has a 99 PE. I'm going to discuss that more because it's critical. His soul and nature are both 7s, and his material soul and material nature are both 2s. He has no 3s in his basic matrix. Donald Trump is not an entitled person, quite different from Hillary Clinton. Donald Trump is the worker. He's the builder. That's why he builds. This is his life path to learn these lessons, and he's learning them. So each of these candidates, which is interesting, both have a 99.9. 99 is the number of universality. It's the number of the public stage. That PE, where it resides in the chart, is the reality that each of these people will experience in their lifetimes. We could have created these charts within minutes of their birth, and we could have known all of this way back before they were out of the crib. So they both were destined to be, as we can see, public figures and powerful public figures. Hillary has been in public office for, 35 years? And Donald Trump has been in the public domain as a worker, as a builder, as an entrepreneur for all his life, not a politician. So we see a direct contrast. 99.9 is a very powerful number. That's why both of these people are very powerful personalities. One of the things that's very interesting when people talk about who's going to win this election and so forth and so on, I don't know at this point. And in fact, this is the truth of the matter, that whoever is destined to be president, that destiny has already been written. We're just part of the drama of what's going to happen. So whoever is elected, they were destined to be elected.
Still go and vote.
Yeah, absolutely. So, yeah, because you still have to do your duty. You cannot not do your duty. You just have to follow along. But the point is that all men come into this destiny or this world with a destiny of their own, which goes on pushing them relentlessly on the course already marked out for them. Whatever has to happen has already happened. That's a quote from St. Charan Singh of the 20th century. If life were not destined, I could not do my work. And I've been doing numerology for close to 37 years now. It's magnetized me to a reality that changed my life, in fact, revolutionized my life. And if people get into this study, it will change and also revolutionize their lives as well and expand their consciousness of what is really going on in life. Let's say if there were a direct take, let's take the personalities of Hillary Clinton and Donald Trump out of this picture and just look at their basic matrices.
Now, when you talk about matrices, you're talking about their soul numbers and their different numbers that
comprise their basic matrix.
Right. Okay. I just want people to understand that, those that don't know numerology real well.
That's right. So everybody has a life path that's determined from your birth date. Everybody has an expression that comes from your full birth name. Everybody has a reality they're going to experience. Everybody has a soul. The soul defines our needs, wants, and desires. We all have one of those. A material soul, which is worldly desires. And our personalities are categorized into our nature and material nature. So when we look at Hillary's numbers, 3, 6, 9, 3, 6, 3, 6, that's basically what's in her basic matrix. That is an energy pattern of entitlement. When you think of the 6 and the 9, they're just derivatives of the number 3. This is why Hillary is who Hillary is. She could not be Hillary. Donald Trump's numbers of 4, 5, 9, 7, 2, 7, 2 are the numbers of a builder, the numbers of a fighter, the numbers of a negotiator, which is what the number 2 represents, but still a powerful figure in his own right. If you were to have a fight, basically, between these two individuals, not necessarily Trump and Clinton, but between those charts, those sets of numbers, there is no way that 3, 6, 9 energy field could possibly stand the barrage of the 4, 5, 9, 7, 2, 7, 2 energy field. It's just impossible to do that.
When you say that, can you hold on for just a second? When you say that, you're talking about that. When you have those numbers, that the powerfulness of those particular numbers will kind of overcome the energies of the other.
That's exactly right. That's exactly right. This is like Donald Trump is a fighter. Hillary Clinton is a person who believes in entitlement. She's really not a fighter. The number 7 and the number 2 together are the two energies that create fighters more than any two numbers. 2 is about conflict. 2 is about negotiation. It's also about balance, but its negative side is about war. That is in anybody's chart that has a 2, they're going to have that energy of others, which rules opposition, confliction, and so on and so forth. You see opponents in any kind, any sporting event, that is represented by the number 2, one side versus another side. It can be diplomacy, it can be balance, it can be all of those things. But it is basically a high intense number of one versus another one. The 7 is a number of analysis. Now, a lot of martial artists, including myself, have the number 7 dominant in their charts. 7 is a solo warrior type of energy. That is what is ruling Donald Trump's soul and nature. Donald Trump loves conflict. He loves it. That's why he beat 16 people in the GOP primaries when people didn't think he had a chance. They didn't understand his numbers. If you were to take one of these people and you would have a choice of who you want on your side to win a battle, I would pick Donald Trump's numbers or anybody with those numbers as opposed to Hillary's numbers. Okay. Hillary believes everything should just be given to her. Donald Trump works for his. That's what his chart says. Whether you like to agree with that or not, that's exactly what those patterns, those numeric patterns are saying. So we have this clash of titans. Hillary Clinton represents the elite, the establishment. Donald Trump, with his 5 energy, and we'll talk about this more later, represents the common people. And those people who believe, like I do, that there should be one standard of law in this country, not 2. The elite class believes there should be one standard of law for them and another standard for the rest of us peons, so to speak, who are not in the elite class. And all we have to do is look at the echelon, the higher echelons of our government, to understand that they believe that they are above you and I and every other person. And that's what this election is really all about. Do we want to have a banana republic where we have not a president who is ruled by and governed by rules and laws, but by his own desire to be a king or a monarch, okay, or a queen, right? Or we have the people. That's why you see all around the world. Look at what happened in Brexit in England, in Germany, with the people voting against Angela Merkel. They are building fences in Europe, and you can Google fences and see how many countries are actually building walls, like Donald Trump wants to build, and fences to keep people out of their country, because without walls, you have no country. Most people have doors to their homes, and they keep those doors locked. There's a reason for that. Most people lock their car doors as well. There's a reason for that. If people believe in open borders, then let them open their house doors. Let them be true to their word. Let them open their car doors and see how many people come in. Put a sign out front. You're welcome. Come into my home. I'll take care of you. That's not happening. And we see this kind of hypocrisy between the echelon elites who have money and they have power and they have security guards and guns and fences, but they want the rest of us to open our doors and let other people in, i.e. our borders. And that's what you're seeing in this election between these two candidates. So that's basically, in a simple shell, you can read that article. It's the part 2 of this election. It's called Clinton/Trump Contrast of the 99ers.
Oh, okay. I wish you could send this. Why have you not sent a hard copy to some of the big newspapers that would be open to this? Have you ever attempted to do that,
Rich? I do. On Twitter, when I publish an article, I will send it to them.
Yes.
Certain ones.
Yeah.
But I haven't done all 6, but I have done probably the last 3. It took me a while to wake up and say, I should be, tweeting these things. So yes. I do that, and I'm getting some response from that. Good. Because my purpose, and I want everybody to understand this, I'm an independent. My view, and I'm almost 70 years old, my view of life is about balance. I believe deeply in the principle of balance. I believe deeply in security, especially as a martial art instructor. If somebody's going to attack me or any of my students, I teach them to defend themselves. You have to defend yourself. There are evil people in this world. I believe in actually small government, not big government. I'm an entrepreneur, so I believe in individualization, not socialization. I do not believe in the redistribution of wealth. This is a crazy theory. It is not natural. It is not a divine sense. It tries to make everybody the same. And the very thing about all of us is that we are different. Some people want to achieve. Some, and if you take that away from them, who's going to achieve? They're not going to. We need achievers. We also need followers, but people have to be honest to really what they are. Okay, I don't know if you want. Do you want to talk? We've got time.
Well,
go ahead. Ask
you
away.
Mean about Bernie Sanders? I would just like to know what you feel he played based on numbers, not what you feel.
Right, right.
By the way, I want to talk about the distribution of wealth, because there are studies that say that when those folks that are not financially secure have not earned the money and win the lottery, they usually lose it within a year or two.
That's right.
So the distribution of wealth is that just reminds me of Bernie Sanders, because, well, also Clinton, too. I believe Clinton.
That's right. That's right. That's what she wants. Yeah. She's part of the Barack Obama legacy, and he wants to redistribute everybody's wealth. But it's very simple. Let me take it from my standpoint as a martial art instructor for
right.
I've been in martial arts almost 50 years. If somebody earns a black belt after, in my system, 6 years of time, do you think that they are going to redistribute their black belt wealth to a white belt just coming in who started? Of course not. They deserve that. They earn that.
Right.
If you go to school and you work hard, you become a straight A student, you even have jobs outside of school, where in the world does somebody get the idea that you can take from that person's success and give it to somebody who didn't work for it,
well,
who didn't study? It's just nuts. It's just absolutely nuts.
Listen, Rich, we have a Sandy from California's on line one, and I want to take her call.
Go ahead,
Sandy.
Sir.
Are you there?
I just have a comment, just two comments. The first comment I have is I am a big fan of Richard and a big fan of Dr. Vicky. I love both of you very much, and I just wanted you to know that I am here and that I love you. And the only comment that I can possibly make right now, both of you are so smart, is to tell you what I was wondering about. And I was wondering what in the world would happen if all of the politicians running for a major office had to wear a lie detector device when they were in a debate or when they were giving speeches. And I just wondered that. Now, I'm going to hush, and I'm going to hang up, and I'm just going to listen to y'all, but I had to comment. I'm enjoying this. So that's all I have to say. Love y'all. Love y'all. Bye.
Thanks, Sandy. You know, that's funny, because I've thought the same thing many times. We need to put these people on a lie detector test as they're talking, because let's face it, politicians have a knack for prevarication, for not telling the truth. Uh-huh. Some obviously more than others. So way to go, Sandy. That's a good thought.
Uh-huh.
But you know what I've also learned is that if I'm thinking the same thing, so are millions of other people, because I'm just a common person like everybody else. Just like you thought the same thing, there are millions of people who would like to have that same
thing. I think that's one of the reasons why that initially Trump did so well, is because, now I'm from Georgia, and I heard people say over and over, because I see a lot of people during the week, and everyone that I listened to said, boy, he says it like it is, and exactly how he says it, that's exactly how I feel. And they all say that. In the last year, I have probably heard 250 people say, he says exactly what I wish I could openly say.
You know, and that's what we Americans are. We're honest, straight-shooting people. We want to hear the truth. We can deal with people's opinions. But when we're constantly fed lies and spins and deceits and treacheries, enough is enough. And this is what the rebellions are. Let's talk about Bernie Sanders, but also Donald Trump. One of the challenges, subcap challenges of the number 2016, which is the year we are, is a 14-5. If you subtract the 2 from the 16, you get 14. 5 is the number of freedom. It's the number of rebellion. It's the number of revolt. And we see all around the world people revolting. That's what Brexit was. That's what's happening in Germany. That's what's happening in all these other European countries that are getting swamped by this migration of people fleeing the Middle East. Bernie Sanders has a 5 life path. And Bernie Sanders has a 5 crown pinnacle, which is at the top of his chart. And he also has a 5 crown challenge PE. So his message is all about change, just like Donald Trump's. We're going to talk about his chart a little bit later. But Hillary has no 5s in her chart. Hillary only has 3 6s and 9s. She does not understand change and rebellion and revolt. And by the way, the number five is the number of man. We have five fingers on each hand, five toes on each foot, 32 teeth, five senses. There are actually five circles on the Olympic flag, and on and on and on like that. So five is also the middle of the alphanumeric spectrum, the single numbers 1 through 9. So five can move up and down that scale very easily. But five is change. The challenge of 2016, one of them, is five. It is absolute change. People are sick and tired of hearing, oh, let's have hope, let's have change, and not have anything happen. We're tired of the rhetoric. We're tired of politicians looking at us and lying to our face and getting off the hook when they should be in jail. So many people have gone to jail, frankly, for, and I don't want to, well, for what Hillary Clinton has done. She would already be in jail if you and I did what she did. And that's a truth, whether you like it or not, that is exactly the way it is. So now,
as an attorney, I can tell you that's accurate.
It is accurate, and anybody that's honest will tell you the same thing. And this is why so many people are ticked off. This is why tens of thousands of people have voted or went to Bernie Sanders' rallies and also Donald Trump's rallies. Donald Trump's rallies now, since he is the only one left to challenge Hillary Clinton, has 25, 30, 35,000 people at his rallies. Hillary Clinton, if she has a rally, it's usually in a high school gym and it's walled off two-thirds because she's not drawing the crowd. The crowds are with this rebellion. This is what America is. Remember, America was made in rebellion. We rebelled against a monarchy that decided it wanted to rule us. And we're right back to the Revolutionary War in a sense because this government feels like it is a monarchy. Look at the decisions, frankly, that Barack Obama has made in the last 8 years. The laws he has interpreted, the edicts he has written to make himself basically a king. And that is exactly how it is. He has not gone to Congress. If he doesn't get what he wants, he takes this road of his pen and his phone, as he would say. And he's going to do what he wants. This is not America. We have laws. We have three divisions of government, and those are meant to be checks and balances. This is what the mass of Americans are rebelling against. It is understandable, and it shows in all of these numbers. So,
let's talk about, I want to talk to, because I don't want us to, I want to get through all of this. Yeah, Hillary Clinton and her coming
Tsunami of darkness.
What is happening here with numbers? I know you're looking at numbers.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And I wasn't going to write this article series, but when I saw her chart, I was saying, whoa, this is a great time to help people understand numerology and how it applies to this presidential election. I know there are pundits and there are surrogates and everybody's spinning and doing all their things on TV. And I go to the numbers and say, okay, well, what do the numbers say about, let's say, Hillary Clinton and her past? So what I did is I went back and I researched the 2008 presidential election when Hillary Clinton was vying for the nomination of her party against then Barack Obama and a group of other people. Jonathan Edwards was another one, John Edwards. And that debate that they had was in October of 2007. In that debate, Hillary Clinton bombed. She had a hex stack, that's a six stack of 16-7 energy. Now remember, 16-7 is a great purifier. It brings to us a cleansing energy, often in the form of turmoil, strife, trouble, all kinds of things. It's not a happy number. It's really, on its negative side, it's the darkest number you can have. On its positive side, is it extremely a light-filled number. But most people don't work on the light side because this is the nether world, and it's too easy to be, you have to be very disciplined to work on the spiritual side. So in this election, it was held at Drexel University. Roger Simon of Politico stated after it was over, not in the election, but in the debate, he says, we now know something that we did not know before. Hillary Clinton, when Hillary Clinton has a bad night, she really has a bad night. Now that can be referenced to her hex stack of 16-7 energy. He goes on in his article, and you can see all this in my website. I've got links to all of this. He says, and when it was over, speaking of the debate, he says, both the Barack Obama and John Edwards campaigns signaled that in the weeks ahead, they intend to hammer home a simple message. Hillary Clinton does not say what she means or mean what she says. That's from Barack Obama and John Edwards. And all of us who have been following this regularly understand that is the absolute truth. Hillary Clinton, frankly, will say whatever she wants to get elected. And she'll flip and flop and this and that because she is driven by power. She is driven by entitlement. Now, going on and looking at another event, when the nomination period came in July, when the DNC met in 2008, Barack Obama obviously got the nod to be the candidate of the Democratic Party. In that time period, Hillary Clinton had another hex stack of 16-7 energy. So now we're seeing a pattern of how these energy fields played out in her life. Fast forward now to Bernie Sanders and all of his 5 energy, which was drawing massive crowds.
Right.
On the 25th of March in 2016, that's when the Democratic Party had its primaries in the states of Washington, Alaska, and Hawaii. On that day, Hillary Clinton once again had a hex stack, another 6 stack of this 16-7 energy. She was beaten by Sanders in landslides in every one of those states. When you add the amalgam of percentage together, the average of all of those defeats was 75% who voted for Bernie Sanders. So up to this point, we see that in every case, when she has had a multiple stack of 16-7 energy, she loses. She has a very bad day. She lost that debate. She lost the nomination. And she got trounced by Bernie Sanders on the 25th of March, 2016. That's verifiable. You can check it out on the web. So what I did was I went to her current chart. When you look at her month between the 26th of August and the 26th of
September,
Hillary Clinton, and this is in part 4 of the article series.
This is now.
Yeah. This is current. Yeah, we're in current time. We're still in that month. She has a quint stack, a 5 stack of 16-7 energy.
She's got 5 of them?
She's got five. Yeah, she doesn't have 6. She's got 5.
Whoa.
So what I did was I just kept a log of many of the things that were occurring for her in this last month. I will be publishing that article after the debate tomorrow night, probably by the end of the week. Maybe I think I've got it scheduled for the 3rd of October. And I have this list of things that went wrong during this last month when she went through this this period of time, what I call her quint stack August. Just to give you a list of some of them, the pay-to-play scandal came to the fore, and her selling of access to the Secretary of State. 66% of Americans believe that Hillary Clinton sells influence in this pay-to-play scheme. Even the liberal New York Times was calling for Clinton to cut her ties to the Clinton Foundation. That has become such an albatross around its neck because of the pay-for-play, the corruption part of that foundation. Judicial Watch forced her to answer 25 questions in writing by the 29th of September. Penalty of perjury applies there. The FBI has found another 15,000 deleted emails. Now, remember, Hillary Clinton said she turned over all of her emails. And then they discovered the 33,000 emails that she supposedly did not turn over but have been deleted after she received a subpoena. She's got this another stack of 15,000 emails that she said were deleted. It talks about the 13 devices that she has. Remember, she said she had one device. This woman cannot tell the truth to save her soul. So I've listed all these things. They're all accurate. They're all verifiable. I'm sure that Hillary supporters don't want to hear these truths, but they are truths. You can verify them. You just have to be honest and do your homework. I've done a lot of it for you. When that article is published, you can check that out. So here's where her tsunami of darkness comes in. When we look at all of these four incidences, the Barack Obama debate, which she lost, the nomination to Barack Obama, which she lost, the trouncing by Bernie Sanders in Hawaii, Washington, and Alaska, which she lost, this last month, which we're still in, she's got one more day of it, where she has all these terrible things happening to her. This is an energy of darkness. Now, when she hits, and this is the key here, when she hits her October 26th to November 26th, she will be in a deca stack. That is a 10 stack of 16-7 energy. If we go by the history of what has happened in the past with her 5 stacks and 6 stacks of energy, a 10 stack is certainly not going to be anything but worse. And this is really, as I see it, a tsunami of darkness, because lies, deceits, treacheries, all of that is dark energy. And she has a massive amount of it in her chart at that time. And it could manifest, and I don't know how it's going to exactly manifest, mm-hmm. but it could manifest as her creating all of that darkness herself. Or it could manifest as the amalgam of people voting for her who believe it's okay to be corrupt, who believe it's okay to lie, to support her. That's a possibility. It could also be a landslide victory for Donald Trump. She could lose this big time. She could also have health problems. We all know Hillary has massive health problems. The mass media is not reporting on all of those. And that is why they are at an all-time low for public confidence. 68% of people do not believe that the mass media are trustworthy. 68%. That is a poll that was taken by the Gallup organization and released in this last month. And never in the history of their polling has the lack of confidence in the mass media been so high.
I don't even listen to it anymore because I know it's a bunch of lies. I just don't listen. Yep.
That's right. That's right. And so, but you're in the same boat as 68%. That's almost 7 out of 10 people in America, not just conservative. That's everybody does not believe they're getting the truth. I'm the same way. It's like you finally tune out after a while because you get tired of the spin and the corruption and the deceit and the treachery. But that's what her tsunami of darkness really is. So we will see soon. We're going to see tomorrow night. We're going to talk about the election too, because I've got an article already written on that for tomorrow night. On the debate. But we'll see.
What about Donald Trump?
Okay. This is very interesting because Donald Trump's chart is very, as we talked about, it's very different than Hillary Clinton's. He has excellent numbers, by the way. He does not have any of the 16-7 energy. His numbers are all about change. And really, when you look, he's got like an 18 stack of 5 energy in his chart. When you look at all of the associations with the number 5 that are associated with the United States of America, they match with Donald Trump. For example, America has a 5 life path. She has a 5 material soul. So she is about freedom. She is about rebellion. She is about revolution. That is what she desires. That is what she will be living as far as her life path goes. When you look at the words USA, those letters equal a 5. When you look at the word America, that is also a 5. When you look at the subcap, we've talked about the subcap challenge of 2016, one of them is also a 5. The name Donald John Trump is a 5 expression. The name Donald is a 5 expression. So now we're seeing all of this massive amount of 5 energy resonating with Donald Trump. Remember, the 5 energy was also common to Bernie Sanders' chart. Mm-hmm. But now he's out of the picture. We look at Donald Trump's chart. This is a massive 18 stack of 5 energy, which is all about change. And it's also an energy which blends with the United States of America and who she is at her soul and her core. And remember, Hillary has no 5s. So she does not understand the common person, the common man. But most of us are common. And we understand what it's like not to be elite. Donald Trump, for all of what people say about him negatively, is a man of the people. If you really understand how he's built his business, he is not an elitist. He is rich. He built his empire on his own hard work. And you know what? As a father and as a grandfather and as a martial art instructor of thousands of children and people in my career, you give me 15 minutes with a child, I'll write a book on their parents. If you have ever listened to Donald Trump's children speak,
oh, they're fabulous. They're fabulous.
They are fabulous. They are articulate. They are not spoiled. They are not entitled. They do not smoke. They don't drink. They don't do drugs. They are wonderful. And when you look at that, you know what Donald Trump is like. So no matter what people are trying to say about the negatives about Donald Trump, and yes, he's got problems. There's no question. You know, he's off the cuff. That's what five people do. Sometimes they don't think first before they speak. I know, because I am a five expression person with a five life path, so I fit in that category. But his children are wonderful, and that comes from him and also his wives and the mother of his children. So here's another thing, too. It's very interesting. When you see a Donald Trump, and if you watch any of his rallies, people start chanting, USA, USA, USA. Well, that is a five energy. The people feel that inside them. But that, remember, that energy is also the energy of America. It's the energy of her life path. It's the energy of her soul. It is the energy of Donald John Trump. It is the energy of Donald, the name Donald itself. So all of that five energy is about change. So I think we could see in America what England saw in Brexit. That's what I'm seeing, because Donald Trump's numbers are very good, and they're very administrative. They're very building. He has 22-4 energy in his chart, which is the builder. And so let's talk about this debate tomorrow night.
Yes.
Which is going to be fabulous. Now,
and by the way, just going back to England, I believe their poll said that they would not win, and they
correct.
Ended up winning. Yes,
those were pundits who said that. Mm-hmm. And let's be very honest. People in politics try to create self-fulfilling prophecies by putting out lies and deceits. Oh, somebody's up this much and that much. The polls say that Hillary's this far ahead. I don't buy any of it. The first thing I do is look at who made the poll, and then I want to know who were the people they were polling. So I don't really buy that. I just go by numbers. What's happening with these numbers? I make my assessments based on numbers. So let's talk about tomorrow night, because this election is almost like a pay-per-view scenario. It will have, some people think, up to 100 million people. What does that tell you? It tells you people are massively concerned about this change, this election that we're going through coming up. We have the elite established group, the internal class, insider class of Hillary Clinton, and all of the people that support her. And then we have the outsider class of Donald Trump and the common people. Those people who are in the elite class don't want Donald Trump to win, so they run him down. Because why? Because they're part of that pay-and-play scheme for people. They've got their hand in the pot, just like all of those politicians do up there, whether they're Republicans or Democrats. And this is what all of us are angry about. We want America back. We want independence back. We want our freedom back, our ability to make choices. We do not want a nanny state, a mother daddy nanny state, a poppy. We don't need that. We can make our own decisions, thank you very much. And frankly, we can make them better than the elite class, who are just doing it to line their own pockets, and they don't really care about us Americans. That's my view. Now, tomorrow night, this is what to look for. When you take the date, just the date tomorrow, which is the 26th of September 2016, that energy is an 8 energy. 8 is the number of interaction and connection and engagement and orchestration. And each of the opponents will have an octostack, an 8 stack, because when you do that birth date, or that it could be a birth date if somebody were born tomorrow. Okay. But when you do that birth date, it will be an 8. And so they're going to share that as the lessons, influences, subjects, and themes of tomorrow night. When that plays out in Donald Trump's chart, every one of the reality energies, what's going to happen with him is a 22-4. This is the number of the builder. This is the number of construction and security and roots and solidity and rules and regulations. All of that comes into that energy of the four, which is very stable. It's the most stable of all of the nine basic numbers. Here's why I call it dueling octostacks. Hillary's outcome for all of hers is a 14-5. Now, 14-5 is about America, but 14-5 is also about detachment. It's about change. It's about letting things go. It can also be about loss. I speak from experience when I tell you, as a person who has a five life path and a five expression, that the 14-5 is the most number associated with loss. The letter N in the alphabet is the 14th letter of the alphabet. And whenever people are in an N energy in their name, when that transits, they will incur some kind of loss. So tomorrow night, she will be very slippery, very mercurial. She'll be very hard to pin down. She will not be as structured, really, as Donald Trump. Now, I'm sure she's memorizing all of her policy statements and things like that. But it's going to be very interesting because 4 and 5 are diametrically opposed, just like the candidates and what they represent. Trump for the outsiders, Clinton for the insiders. And we have this Trump with his 22-4 PEs, 8 stack, and we have Hillary Clinton with a 14-5 stack. So those are diametrically opposed.
What about her 16-7?
Well, she's still in that. She's still in that time period where she has this quint stack. So when you get a 14-5 and a 16-7, those two numbers do not bode well together, because the 14-5 is loss and the 16-7 is turmoil and chaos and tragedy and corruption and all of those kinds of things. Now, when we have that in a chart, and I've lived that myself, I've lived through a quint stack of 16-7 energy. It was not fun. Nothing was happy about it. But this is where we pay off our karmas, because we pay off karmas, saints will tell you, through our pain and suffering, our sorrow, or tragedies. What most people do not understand is nothing can happen to us that we did not create. We sow, we reap. We plant seed, we harvest. We must harvest the same seed we plant from lifetime to lifetime. As St. Dadu says, who's a saint of the 17th, 18th century, what you have not done will never befall you. Only what you have done will befall you. So nobody, it's never anybody else's fault. It's always our fault. And that's where the spiritual maturity comes in of life. When we start to looking at our life and go, okay, I deserve this because I got it. So I've got to go through this suffering phase. I'll get through it. But that's what it is. It's a payback for the negative things that we have done in our life. It can be very positive. If we lived our life spiritually, we will get the positive result of that energy. But when the number one moniker that is identified to you by the mass of people is liar, you know that that's not a good thing. And that's what Hillary Clinton is known as. The number one word that people associate with her is liar. And after that, it becomes an untrustworthiness and things like that. And this last month, we have seen so much of this pay for play, all of the lies, more lies. Oh, I have one BlackBerry. No, she had 13 devices, on and on and on. And so we as American people, who are not stupid, contrary to what elite people think, are wondering, enough is enough, please. We want change. And that is why you see these massive rallies at Bernie Sanders' rallies when he had them, and also Donald Trump's rallies. So it's going to be very interesting. You're going to have a lot of people tomorrow night viewing in to see how these two candidates are going to play out.
Now, Rich, what about the next time, though, in the next following month? What are some of the numbers that are affecting both of the candidates in for the second primary, second debate?
Well, Donald Trump's numbers are good for every debate. They actually favor him.
Okay.
The number one, like I think the next two, one of them is on the 19th or the 9th, whatever. The 19th is one of the dates I know. Well, the 19th is a one, right? When that one filters through Hillary Clinton's 15-6 energy, which is who she is, the outcome is a 16-7. So the day of that debate will not be good for Hillary Clinton, because she's got more 16-7. That 16-7 outcome is the great purifier. It brings us to task. So she's not in good stead. And then there's another one, I think it was on the 10th maybe, that is also a one energy. So she's not in good shape. Donald Trump's numbers are great. If he loses this election, he goes back to a great life. But what's interesting is that there's so much change in him. And this is a year in which there is chaos, which is what the 16 of the 2016 represents. But there is also this massive change which has gone on around the world and which all of us are aware of. So it's very, very, very interesting to watch this. Now, next month, Hillary, she had her best numbers were that month where she received the nomination. They were all 3 6s and 9s. And her chart is all 3 6s and 9s. And her year is 3 6s and 9s, but not the months. And so when that month came, all of these positive energies were there. She won the nomination. We could have forecasted this when she was born, remember what I'm saying. That's what I want people to know is all this is predestined and we can see it. That's why this election and this period is so valuable numerologically, because everybody's into it. And if we understand numbers, we can see how these numbers are playing themselves out.
So what you're basically saying for lay people like me is that when she won the election for the Democratic Party nominee, right, she did not have this 16-7. No. Uh-huh.
She was in a sweet spot. It was like a pitcher throwing her a ball right over the center of the plate. I mean, she couldn't have had a better chart. It was all 3 6s and 9s. Mm-hmm. But now she's out of that period. And then she got a bump from that, obviously, in the polls. But then she hit this quint stack August of 26 to 26 September with all this massive amount of things coming out about her corruption. She'll have 8s and 5s and 2s. Here's another thing about Hillary Clinton. She has no 2s in her chart, no BKs or Ts in her maiden name, which is Hillary Diane Rodham. And the 2 is an energy of close personal relationship. And because she has no 2s, she has difficulty with close personal relationships. And that's one of the reasons why she is cold, why people don't like her, why she doesn't get along one-on-one with people. She's admitted that publicly. And that's that 2 void in a chart. And most people with 2 voids will have that same thing going on. Now, if somebody has a 2 void in their name and you're listening to this, you don't have to freak out. If you have 2 in the soul or 2 in your expression, that will help mitigate the negative effects of a 2 void. But she has no. Remember, she's had 3 6s and 9s, no 5s, no 2s. So things are really, the way I see it, is this last month of hers, this quint stack, was, and I mentioned this in this article, can be likened to the Titanic hitting the iceberg.
Wow.
It took a time for that Titanic to sink. But there was so much damage done in that moment that it could never recover. And I think that's what happened in this last month. And if people are brave enough to read that article and go to those links, it's all verifiable. It's all truth. I'm not spinning anything. People may not like it if they're Democrats because it doesn't agree with their candidate, but it is the truth. I don't believe in telling lies. And those are the numbers. So you just deal with the numbers. It's going to be interesting to see how they play themselves out. So I'm excited for that reason.
I too. Well, I want to thank you, Richard Andrew King, for being on tonight and talking about this. I also want to remind folks that you can go to richardking.net for your own personal discovery of yourself through your own soul path of numbers. So I do it every year. My daughter does it every year. And I highly recommend you to go and get your own numbers done so that you can understand yourself, your life, your family. I just want to thank you so much, Richard, for being on tonight. I know that you have helped a lot of people. You've certainly helped me. And I just thank you because it's time to say goodnight. And just want to thank you so much.
Well, Dr. Vicki, thank you very much for having me on. I certainly appreciate it.
Well, good night to everyone. Have a blessed, blessed week. And listen to the debates. Thank you so much. Good night.